Blog Talk Radio. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael, family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest that everyone get their study tools, your iPads, your notepads, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, your Bible, your concordance, all those things that you believe that you need for a good study. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to come before you. So hopefully, Father, utilize me and open your minds up to something different on this Sabbath day. Sabbath, right before Pesach comes back. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another day to give you praise and give you honor, another day to acknowledge the love and the kindness that Yahushua has shown to each and every one of us. Father, we ask of thee to continue to comfort us throughout the course of our life. We thank you for comforting us throughout the course of this week. We thank you for the strength that you've given us as a whole, as individuals, and as a family. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word, despite what we may be going through, both mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. For allow your spirit to dwell within us and help us to overcome the sorrows that we may have, the pains that may mean suffering, and the stress that we might be going through. For we know that your love is for us, we know that Yahushua is for us, and we know that your word is here to guide us. We thank you in Yahushua's holy and precious name. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shabbat Shalom once again, friends and family and listening audience. I'm your host, Yara Al, in Baltimore, Maryland. And just a reminder or to ask, can you hear me clearly? Can you hear me clearly? And if you can, just let me know. Family, this lesson, as you know, I've been away for a good 7 weeks. And throughout those 7 weeks, and praying and asking the Father to lead and guide me to a lesson. And this is what he brought to me. And the title of this particular lesson is Bring Back the Joy. And the reason why the Father brought me to this notion is, you know, these past 7 weeks, we've been going through a number of things within, I'll say, our flock, our individual homes, our particular city, particular state, in this country, and throughout the world. And these things are leading up to Passover. And we want to just remember some things about this season and leading up to Passover. And so the Father, you know, like I say, he's bringing back the joy. So at the end of this, hopefully, the Father brings joy to your heart and uplifts you so that when you take this upcoming Passover, you'll be taking it in the right spirit. For he doesn't want us to go into this season in the wrong spirit, having our minds bogged down with things that we can't control. having our minds bogged down with things that have already happened. He wants us to understand that he loves us and that we're going to experience things in life. But these things that we experience in life are to give us character, give us a new wrinkle, give us new wisdom that we can share with someone. For we all go through different levels of things, of situations. And as one of the brothers brought out, different levels of trauma. But he wants us to overcome those traumas so that we don't have any excuses for why we can't serve him. For one thing that we do read in the scriptures is that Yahushua laid his life down for us. Yahushua was tortured by men for nothing, no reason. And we have experienced and we have seen these things going on in our society. People do things for no reason and life is taken. But he wants us to remember that joy is still out there. And joy is something that you can continue to seek for. So we're going to start off. We're going to just go through the plagues. I'm not going to read, all the plagues. But I'm going to start off with this. And the Father allowed me to, do some research and, do some little reading. And the reading actually came about because me and my wife were talking about something. And we was talking about, darkness. Forget exactly what it was. But, I made a comment to her saying that there was light in Goshen. Throughout the conversation, it went from, but she was saying that, the light was just in Goshen during that particular time, during the darkness. And I was under the impression that none of the things that the Father was doing or Yahweh was the plague, that's Israel. That's the notion that I was under, that it didn't touch Israel. So after that, did some reading, looked into some things, and some of the plagues actually did touch Israel. So we're going to start off with I wrote this down like this. I broke the plagues down into three different phases. And each phase is something slightly different. So the first phase of the plague was the blood, the frog, and the lice. And these particular plagues show Yahweh's supremacy over Israel and Egypt. Now, these particular plagues, they affected Israel. And these plagues affected Israel. And, I wrote down here, the plagues affected the inhabitants of Goshen. That's where Israel was, because the Nile was their source of water. So these particular plagues affected them. Why? Because their source of water was the Nile River. And so when Moses touched the, when Aaron touched the staff to the waters turned to blood. So those particular things affected them also. But from here, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 8. And when we read this, this is actually talking about, as we know, Joseph was down in down in Egypt. And when he was down in Egypt, Egypt went through a famine. And the Father, allowed Joseph to interpret the king's dream. And in his interpretation, Joseph devised a plan for Egypt to be saved. And so this is where this is coming from. So Exodus chapter 1, verse 8, and it reads, "Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph." So this particular king had no idea who Joseph was. Only thing he knew was these Hebrews were multiplying and having plenty of children. And so he was stressed out, wondering if someone came up against him, then the Hebrews might side with them. As a result, he put them in slavery, or they were put in slavery. So from here, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 4, 29 to 31. And this is just letting us know in regards to these particular plagues, and that's the blood, the frogs, and the lice. Verse 29, "Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed, and they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, and that he had, then they bowed their heads and worshiped." So before these plagues came about, Israel believed in Moses, believed in Aaron, and believed in Yahweh because he heard them. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, "Afterwards, Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, 'This is what Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, said, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.' Pharaoh said, 'Who is Yahweh that I should listen to his voice and let Israel go? I do not know Yahweh, and moreover, I will not let Israel go.'" So this is going back to Exodus chapter 1, verse 8. See, this king didn't know him, so when he was introduced to him, he was like, "I don't know him, and I'm not listening to him." Why? Because the Egyptian king at that time, or the Pharaoh, felt as though that he had power over the people. Exodus chapter 7, verse 17. Yahweh said, "In this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I will strike with the rod that is in my hand on the waters which are in the river, and they shall turn to blood." So Yahweh is telling telling the Pharaoh through Moses who he is. See, because he didn't know who he was. Exodus chapter 8 and 19, and it reads, "Pharaoh said, 'Tomorrow.'" Moses said, Pharaoh said, "Tomorrow." Moses said, "Let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like Yahweh, our Elohim." Then the magician said, verse 19, "Then the magician said to Pharaoh, 'This is God's finger.' But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them as Yahweh had spoken." See, when we talk about this last clause, "as Yahweh had spoken," see, Yahweh told Moses that he was going to harden Pharaoh's heart. He was going to harden. But this particular verse 19, His magicians are telling him or advising him that this is God's finger. See, now they are acknowledging who Yahweh is. And they're suggesting to their Pharaoh that he needs to acknowledge what's being done. Now we're going to the second phase of plagues, which is the flies, the cattle, and the boils. And what I found out or realized is, and this is showing, these particular plagues showed Yahweh's separation between Yisrael and the Egyptians. Yeah, and then one of the things that I come to realize that Yahweh's people are not immune from his judgments. And when we look at that, we have to understand that if we don't pay attention and do what Yahweh tells us to do, we're going to be subject to judgment also. So we also have to listen to what's being told to us. And during this particular time, Israel had to listen to what Moses and Aaron were saying to them, because these were the words that were coming from Yahweh. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 8, verse 22 and 23. And it reads, I will set apart in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell. No swarms of flies shall be there to the end, to end you. May know that I am Yahweh on the earth. I will put a division between my people and your people. This sign shall happen tomorrow. So this is what Moses is telling Pharaoh in regards to these particular plagues now, that I'm going to make a separation. I'm going to make a division. There is going to be a distinction between Yisrael and the Egyptians. So if we bring that up to modern times, there is a distinction being made right now between Israel and the rest of the world. We've already been learning about, you know, in Revelation how it says having, keeping the law, statutes, and judgments, and having the testimony of Yahushua. That is a distinction. That is a sign. You know, that's something that we are standing on. That's something that we have learned in regards to that distinction, that marker that identifies true Israel. Exodus chapter 9, verse 4 and 11. And it reads, Yahweh will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. And nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. The magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. So this is dealing with this particular plague. These plagues did not affect Israel, but they affected the Egyptians. Then we go into the third phase of the plagues. And these plagues show the devastation while demonstrating power and separation between Israel and the Egyptians. I'm going to go to Exodus chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. And it reads, the hail struck throughout the land of Egypt. All that was in the field, both man and animal, and the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. So a judgment is being done right now. And Israel, or the land of Goshen, because the land of Goshen is where the Israelites, or the Hebrews were, or the Israelites were at this time. Exodus chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. And it reads, Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They didn't see one another, and nobody rose from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. So this is just another example of something that we can look at right now. See, if we have faith, because that's one of the things that we've been learning over the past years. We've been learning this, having faith. One of the things that Yahushua said to his disciples when he was here, ye of little faith. Faith is something that is of great importance. And we have to have faith in order for things to spark and to happen for us. In order for this word to really manifest, we have to have faith in it. We have to believe and understand that these things that are written on these pages are holy words and that these things are true. And as we learn in the scriptures, there's nothing new under the sun. So these things that are going on are recycling and recycling and recycling and recycling. Why? Because man has not gotten it right. Man is not doing what he's supposed to do. Man is not cleaving to the voice of the Most High. Not all men. Only he wants man to understand and to cleave to him. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 11, verse 6 and 7. And it reads, there will be a great cry throughout the land of Egypt, such as there was not has not been, nor will be any more. But against any of the children of Israel, a dog won't even move its tongue against man or animal, that you may know that Yahweh makes a distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. So we have to understand in this day and time, Yahweh, Yahushua, will make a distinction between Israel and the world. See, because when we go through this narrative, it's representing the world. When we go through our day-to-day, we are representing Israel against the world. And we have to have faith in Yahushua. We have to have faith in the word. We have to have faith that we unify in the word. Like Yahushua said, who is my mother or my brother? He who does the will of my... We have to do the will of the Father. And the will of the Father has been transmitted to us through Yahushua. And he tells us what we must do. Obey his voice. Do what's being told to us. So from here, just wanted to reiterate that aspect that, you know, me and the wife was talking, and it's just interesting that it's, you know, just leading us up to what we're about to celebrate. This is, like I said, this is the Sabbath before Pesach, you know, because Pesach is in a couple of days from now. So now from here, we're going to go to Psalms 9, verse 2. And it reads, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Yah, Most High. See, we have to rejoice in him and understand that, yes, we're going to go through some trials and some tribulations. We're going to go through some situations. But we have to, as Paul said, count it all joy to understand and know that he has chosen you to be a vessel for him, to be one of his chosen ones, to be one of those ones that during the plagues that you weren't touched. During that darkness, you had light. See, and that light that we've come to understand is Yahushua. He is that light. And if that light dwells within you, darkness cannot encompass you because light encompasses the darkness. John chapter 8, and it reads, "Our father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." When we go through the story, the narrative of Abraham, Abraham went through some trials and some tribulations. He almost lost his wife twice. He had to let one of his sons go. He had to go do battle for his nephew. He stood up to Yahweh and asked him and pleaded with him to save his nephew, and he rejoiced to see Yahushua's day. Understanding that the father had told him to sacrifice his son. And then on the road to go sacrifice his son. This is when he rejoiced, seeing the day of Yahushua. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs 30, verse 4, and it reads, "Who has ascended up into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name?" You know. See, the Father has opened our eyes to know who he is and to know who his son is and to understand and know what the things that his son has done. We are blessed. He has removed some of the darkness from us. He has removed it from us. But do we rejoice in the knowledge that we have in regards to who his son is, in regards to the words that he had put on the pages, that he has revealed to us through his relationships, that the relationship that he has with us individually? Do we appreciate that? Or do we just see it as knowledge that we can share with someone else? Do we see ourselves as being in an elite group? Or do we just see ourselves as someone who has information that can be passed on to someone else? We have to understand how we have been blessed with the words of Yahushua, with the task of Yah, our Father, and to know that what we've gone through is to meet him ultimately. And Yahushua has given us a glimpse, told us what to expect. From here, we're going to go to Luke chapter 10. Verse 21 to 24. And it reads, "In that same hour, Yahushua rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, 'Thank you, O Abba, mighty one of the heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Abba, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight.' Turning to the disciples, he said, 'All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son. And he, whomever the Son desires to reveal him,' turned to the disciples. He said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets kings desire to see the things which you see and did not see them, and hear the things which you hear and did not hear them. See, we have to understand what Yahushua is revealing to us through the prophets and through the teachers that he has chosen to be over us. And many people that are out there have no clue of who Abba is. Many people out there have no clue of who Yahushua is. Many people say, oh, yeah, that's his Hebrew name. Oh, yeah, that's his Hebrew name. Oh, yeah, there, the Father, Yahweh, yeah. No. That's not it. That's not it. He has revealed these things to us. Us. Privately. As he says in the scripture, let each man be persuaded in his own mind. And what is he doing? He is taking the time to deal with us and teach us. As he said, as little children. For those who have children, when you're teaching your children things, what do? You have patience. You take time to deal with them, to rehash, to instill. You just take your time. You don't try to rush the information on your children. Because you want your children to gain the information and retain the information and be able to explain the information and know why they're doing the things that they're doing and understanding why. And seeing that's what he is doing with us here, taking his time. He's taking his time to deal with us and to teach us and allowing us to learn from one another. Building off of one another. Like last week, the Torah portion, Kanik Ah was talking about the light and the separation between light and darkness. We just got finished talking about the plague and how he made a distinction. He made a separation. Same now. He's making a separation, a distinction between his people and the world. How did he do it? Through Yahushua. Yahushua talked to people. Yahushua's spirit is still talking to people. And he's talking to us and letting us know that we have been chosen. We are amongst the light in this darkened world as this world is being devoured. We are going to be okay as long as we have faith, as long as we're doing what we're supposed to do. Like in the beginning when we talk about Joseph assisting the Egyptians. They forgot about how the Hebrew Joseph assisted them in their survival during the famine. As a result, Father took his people out of there because they did not appreciate what they had. Many times we read in the scriptures when Israel or a servant of Israel was amongst the nations, they prospered. The promise that was made to Abraham, you will be a blessing. And your seed will be a blessing. But what we come to understand what seed he was talking about. That seed is Yahushua. And he is a blessing to all those who take a hold of him. He protects them. He gives them good character. And that is what he's doing for us, building up good character in us, strengthening us with that as we say, putting on that whole armor. But we have to maintain that faith. See, that faith is that shield that quenches the fiery darts, that assists you in preventing those darts from hitting you. Are we putting up our shield? Or are we trying to be like, who was that dude that had the sword that was knocking things out the sky with the, that's that dude, who was that? I don't know. It's one of those Marvel characters that was taking the sword and just knocking away bullets and all that kind of stuff. No, he gave us a shield for that, to quench those fiery darts. But we also have to maintain that faith and believe that the shield can work. If we don't believe that the shield will work, then it's not going to work. If we don't have any faith, then we've already lost. From here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. And it reads, "For blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For most certainly I tell you that many prophets," I think I read this already, but I'm going to read it again. Verse 17, "For most certainly I tell you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them." What comes to my mind is this is borrowed testimony, but on that Shemini Esrei, when brothers and sisters looked up in the sky and they seen a smile in the sky, which was a rainbow, letting us know, hey, I see you. Many times the Father allow us to see his different signs of with the weather, the crashing of the rain, when one of the teachers are on point in his word and bringing out his truth. That Passover, when he allowed the snow to come down, snow is a form of water, that spirit. And he lets us know when he's here. That Sukkot that we was out there and keeping Sukkot, and that wind came past when the brother was teaching. And he lets us know. He lets us hear. He lets us see things. But are you paying attention, Israel? Listening order. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 through 8. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have, that I give you. In the name of Yahushua Nazareth, get up and walk." He took him by the right hand and raised him up. Immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Leaping up, he stood and began to walk. He entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, praising the mighty one. I'm going to go up to verse 8. Leaping up. See, that is a sign, an action showing rejoicing, showing joy. Why? Because this gentleman could not walk.
And what he wanted or what he got ability to walk again.
From here, this is I've defined the word joy. I talked about joy, talked about rejoicing, because rejoicing is a derivative of the word joy. Defining joy, feeling of pleasure and delight. Bliss. That's what we want. That's what we can acquire. But we have to understand, we are going to go through some things. Because that's what those first three plagues showed. We're going to go through some things. We're going to go through some things if we don't pay attention, if we're neglectful in what we're supposed to do. We're going to go through some things. But he lets us know, hey, get back on track and you'll be on point. Joy. Joy. From here, I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 35. And it reads, "Sing Yahweh's ransomed ones will return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away." I repeat, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. And I'll read it again. "Then Yahweh's ransomed ones will return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away." And from here, we're going to go to Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. And it reads, "For the Lamb who is in the middle of the throne shepherded them and led them to the spring of life-giving waters. And Abba will wipe away tears from their eyes." So family, hopefully you all got something out of this. But we have to understand that we're going to go through some things. We're going to experience some things. And these things that we're experiencing are to build character in us, to strengthen us. As some other things that well, I'm going to go here. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And it reads, "You shall remember all the ways which Yahweh, your mighty one, has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to test you, to know what was in your heart, rather you will keep his commandments or not." See, that's one of the things that life is all about. As we go through each day in this world, it's like we're going through the wilderness, seeing if we're going to keep the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. Are we going to listen to what he's saying? And it's to humble us. Humble us. Because when we was under his protection, well, when humanity was under his protection, or Adam was under his protection. He didn't understand what the Father was doing. As a result, we've talked about this many times, he disobeyed. And because he disobeyed, he created his own covering for himself. Because the Father had separated himself from him, so he created a new covering for himself and followed after his own thoughts and his own ways, being influenced by the adversary. But Yahushua has given us an opportunity to be under the covering of our Father. And he leads and guides us, and he protects us, and he encourages us, because he lets us know what our Father, Adam, left behind. So let's continue to be under the covering of Yahushua so that we can meet the Father and see the Father. Because in his process of humbling us, he breaks us down. Breaks us down. And builds us back up. But we have to be willing. We have to acknowledge the fact that we need help. And sometimes that's a difficult task, to say you need help. But once you get that help and you get back on that right path, then that joy starts to come. You start to understand why you went through what you went through, so that you can share your experience with someone else. So that you can build with the next person. Because as we already know and learned, that this temple that he is building is of lively stones. Lively stones. Stones that are striving to please the Father by obeying Yahushua, by obeying the word that he's speaking to the words of his Father. So I'm going to conclude right now. May you all have a restful slumber. And with a closing prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be a vessel for you on this Sabbath day. Thank you for protecting me and my family. Thank you for comforting my friends and family throughout the course of this week. May you continue to comfort them on this Sabbath day. May you bring joy to their hearts to understand that you love them and you care for them. Just like we sing in one of the songs, he feels your pain also. He knows what you're going through. Because Yahushua let him know. Father, strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. Allow us to uphold Yahushua, uphold your word, stand firm in your truth. Father, we ask for thee to continue to build our faith, continue to help our unbelief, continue to strengthen our sick and our weak. Continue to encourage those who need encouraging. Father, just as you said in your word, Eya Asha Eya, to those who call upon you in sincerity and in truth. Father, protect us throughout the course of this night. May we stand firm in your word in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. May we continue to love thy son, Yahushua. For it's through him all things are possible for us. Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray on behalf of my family, friends, and Israel. Blessed are you, Yahushua, healed of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, and you all have a peaceful and restful slumber, and enjoy the rest of this Sabbath day.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name on Most High. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name on Most High. To declare your love and kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Sing praises to your name. Oh, yeah. Oh. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your love and kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name.
Oh, give thanks.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your love and kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name.
It is good to
Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your love and kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness
every night, yeah.
Your love and kindness in the morning,
oh, yeah.
And your faith.
Count my blessings today really high. What a life. I've been seeing we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yes, you are from Adonai, and he been Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51. A 23 isn't the one that I've been said to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heart beating, I've been praying for a steady one. Registration, I've been pinning as a ready one. I've been thinking that the last boss already called. And I've been thinking in the last day, amen. Then back to one.
Come on, bless us to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die. You've been looking good in pictures after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call him,
yes, you are from out of
David, sing a song, 51. And I've been turning into something.
I've been sent to be.
Talk my language, what you're talking don't be sent to me.
Open my eyes, sing it in song, oh yeah. A voice that my guide, oh. I know that you love me.
Today really high. My advice, find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who speak knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life, I have you holding yourself in the rain. In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking death is all that's left for those who faint to slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Come on, bless us to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
Yeah,
you've been looking good in pictures after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call you, yes, you are from out of
nowhere.
You've been David,
singing a song.
I've been turning into song. It's on my language, what you're talking don't be sent to me. Open my eyes.
The splendor of your majesty. that will come your way. And the darkness encompasses you, that you can't tell your night from day, but yeah.